Talk with John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John, as we get ready today, an eye on inflation.
Yeah, and it's Friday the 13th, but there's no need to be superstitious, right? There's enough hard data that you don't have to be superstitious.
Well, the bad luck is out there, I know.
That's true. Well, this morning, a lot of economic numbers out this morning, and they're kind of a mixed bag. Let's talk about inflation first of all. Of course, the government continues to tell us there's no inflation. And by the way, in the article that I've written for the Times Record that'll be in this Sunday's paper, there's some news in there that Social Security recipients will not want to hear, and that is that for the second year in a row, the Social Security Administration is saying there will be no cost of living adjustment giving to people drawing Social Security benefits when that comes out in December. And that ties into this morning's CPI number. Consumer Price Index was up 0.3%. The year-over-year number of the CPI rate is up 1.2%, inflation only 1.2%. If you take out, for example, the core rate, which takes out food and energy, I don't know how you live without that, but it's only up 0.9% year-over-year. And then the government released the retail sales numbers for the month of July, and these numbers are important because we're trying to get a read on the consumer, and they really weren't very good. Retail sales numbers up 0.4%, that's less than expected. If you take out automobile sales, they were up 0.2%, but if you take out automobile sales and gasoline, which of course is very volatile, they were actually down 0.1%. Some retail analysts are wringing their hands and thinking that is probably not good news for the back-to-school retail season, which of course is the second most important retail season in the whole calendar year. And if you look at some of the retailers that have released numbers this week, you kind of see a confirmation of that. JCPenney, for example, reports numbers this morning, and they did make a profit this year versus a loss last year. But what they did was they gave a very kind of downbeat guidance of the rest of the year. And we're seeing kind of a trend of that. A lot of companies, we saw Cisco earlier this week had good numbers, but they said, we don't feel very good about what our numbers look like the remaining part of the year. So it's very, very clear that this economy continues to teeter-totter along and be quite anemic. And, of course, that's going to have a huge impact upon what voters decide to do on November the 2nd.
As we look locally, I know you have your ear to the ground in the local area. Mm-hmm. There's some good news around and not so good.
Well, that's true. And our economy is kind of, we never go as high as the other guys do, the high-flying guys, or as low. We have a very diverse economy. People may not think through that. A lot of healthcare jobs, a lot of jobs related to energy, a lot of manufacturing jobs, a lot of educational jobs related to UAFS, and, of course, the school system. So it's pretty diverse. But, our numbers, we do have fewer people, total fewer people working this year, apparently, than we did this time a year ago. But I guess we can always find someone to compare ourselves to where our numbers are not as bad as theirs are.
And it seems like whatever happens on the east or west coast, it takes a while to get here.
Thank goodness.
That's true. Thank goodness.
That's
right.
Very true. Yeah, and we do have some great local employers whose numbers are really looking, really pretty good. And, it's kind of funny you talk about looking around here locally, but we also need to look globally sometimes. But we've talked about this before. This morning, Germany reported their numbers for their GDP, gross domestic product, and their GDP grew this last quarter by the most that it's grown since they reunited the two Germanys over 20 years ago. And so Germany's the juggernaut right now in the Eurozone, and of course China's still growing, and the United States is trying to get back on its feet.
And you look at a country like Greece that seems to have a lot of financial problems. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to believe that if them having problems there could affect Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Well, but it does. It affects everything from interest rates here in terms of what worldwide global interest rates are. And one of the reasons that Germany's economy has grown so strongly is because of the problems with what we call the PIGS, which is Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain, and significant problems in those Euro countries.
John Taylor with us. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
You too.